The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for this moment again. We appreciate you for today's meeting and the blessings that are ordained for this hour. We look into your heart again. We receive flow of mercy in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me tonight, Father. Help me. Help me by your Spirit. In Jesus' name. I was reading Psalm 36 as they go back there. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the cloud. Yeah, I'm talking about what led to that place is David's consideration of the wicked. From verse 1, the transgression of the wicked seeth within my heart. So it means that his heart was speaking meditation about the wicked. So that word looks a little confusing. The transgression of the wicked seeth within my heart. So it's like my heart is meditating and the will of the wicked came there. And that place in the psalm says, when he observed the prosperity of the wicked, how they prosper in their ways. That's one of the things that I want. So many times his heart goes into, meditate on how life is going. I love that. So many times the will of the wicked comes to your heart. You know what I'm saying? You're just wandering out there, seemingly making progress. Okay, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. Verily, I've cleansed my heart in vain. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hand in innocency. For all the days long, I've been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I shall offend against the generation of thy children. Are we there? When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went to the sanctuary of God. Can you see that? Then understood I their end. So, just like any other human being, is a righteous man. But sometimes your heart gets overwhelmed. You know, when you observe things around, and it's not that you are considered to do their evil, but your heart is weighed down. So the transgression of the wicked set within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth to himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that's not good. He abhorreth not evil. 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. So it's not in the world where the wicked can access it. Can you see? And thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountain. Thy judgment are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Oh, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink. Are you there with me? Of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. So it's clear that the wicked has no access into the things that make for satisfaction, which God only can give. The thing that really makes for true satisfaction. You know, sometimes when I say satisfaction, is, you know, you have to look at how the soul can be satisfied. And when the soul find rest, say amen. There's nothing the soul eats that satisfies, because the soul was made actually for the habitation of God. So there's nothing you give to the soul that can feed the soul. There's going to always be a place in the soul, or a place of hollow. That's why the things you soul, the soul gets are transient. They are short time. They soon get away. It looks rude to start with, but because the soul is not yet filled, it's not satisfied. Say amen. So they shall be satisfied. I say they are abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. Actually, it's the word is there, you know, it's in italics. So it's for with thee the fountain. So it's not that the fountain of life is with God. Fountain of life is in God. So God itself is a fountain, is the fountain of life. The fountain means there, it means source of life. So there's no true life outside God. That's why I ever like that song, Immortal, Invisible. But that will give us all life. But in all, thou livest the truest life of all. So, the life God gave to creatures is not with God. The God as creator can create them. So, he gave all life. Are you in the house with the place? Say amen. And so, what defines every entity is the life. There's nothing that can define a creature outside its life. For example, you can't like a fish, eh? And build a mansion of gold and put fish there. Yeah, I just like my fish. I want the fish to enjoy. Are you with me? I want this fish. If I want to spend money on this fish, and you build a house of gold, and you take the fish from the pond, or at most aquarium, and put him there. Really, you hate the fish, right? Because you didn't consider the life of the fish to want to do good to the fish. So I'm just saying that you can't do any good for any life outside this life. So life itself is the blessing that God gives to every life. Say amen. What I say? Life is the blessing. That's all we're learning. It is a foolishness in scientists today to want to alter life by altering the DNA. It's the expression of the days of death and destruction of the goodness of life. Because when God gave all the seeds and all those things, God gave them as a blessing. There's a good they are in their making. That when you eat them, and you get nourishment from them, their life made meaning. So their life was given for the sustenance of the biotic world, right? That's why in the biotic world, interdependency is the common life. Through what is called the food chain and the food web, life is interconnected. That's the beauty, because there's something the life is to give to the other one. Even in death, as much as in death, there's something the death of the organism does to life. So, an ecosystem can attain to equilibrium in which life has harmonized. There are births, there are growth, there are deaths, yet it's in harmony. If you like biology, come and pay for biology. Come and pay for biology. You should pay for biology. Amen. Hallelujah. You see that ecosystem is in equilibrium. It means if you get there next year, it will look the same. Next week, and nobody's working on it. By itself, it has attained to a state to manage itself. So every life there is a gift. So if you kill, to go there and kill a life by yourself, you have tampered with the equilibrium. Praise God. So life is a gift. Say amen. Come say life is a gift. Life is a gift. There's nothing anybody can do to you that can improve you than give you life. Or making your life to find its expression. When somebody sends you to school and pay for school, it's affecting a part of your life, right? It's allowing your mind to be enlightened. He throw money to a school. He didn't even give you the money, just pay your tuition. And by doing that, he has done something to you. Yes, he has invested in a system that can aid you, that can make your life to find better expression. So, God gave all life, but God can't give all his life. Another way it's described is that God, I think that should be in Psalm, is it Psalm 90? Thou turnest man to destruction, and says thou, ye children of men, return ye children of men. So, what is a man that turned to destruction? It's also a kind of life. It was turned to a lower life. And sayest or commanded, return or ascend, ye children of men. Or take. So one of the things about man, that man can take a lower life or a higher life. Because God made him to take a higher life. And because of that nature of being able to take a higher life, he can also take a lower life. He can ascend, he can also descend. Man is the only creature that can do that. Anyone that does that, is condemned to everlasting destruction. So angel that keep not their estate, can you see that? Aha. So if angels fall like we fall, there's no redemption for the angels. Because they are not meant to fall. The nature of their soul is meant to stay like that. It was made so. Say amen. They were made so, and they were made everlastingly so. But man's nature of soul is made such that it can ascend. And because it can ascend, then it can descend. If it can ascend, it can descend. If he has right to ascend, he also has right to descend. Or else, his will should have been taken from him. So if God gave him his will, then that will can be used on the other side. I went in the house, please. And so, man can be redeemed because his fall is not an everlasting shame of darkness and judgment. No, it's a kind of death. And when they ask, and so it is ordained for man to die once. Can you see that? And after that, judgment. So Christ can come and prevent man from the second death. So the second death is the death that's unredeemable. The first death is redeemable. Say amen. But second death is unredeemable. So man is not expected to. So he should return before second death meets him. He should return. He has the right, he has the commandment to return. Say amen. So, you can see here. So God is opening here to let man know what is determined for man's real. It's only when man returns that he can be satisfied. The whole of the man's soul is put there by God so that he will not rest until he returns. So it's until he returns that his satisfaction will be met. So thou shalt be abundantly satisfied. So if man can assess can you see? Are you with me, please? If man can assess all of God's loving kindness, all of God's loving kindness, and it can, if you access it, then man can actually return back. Are you with me here? Because with thee is the fountain of life. So if man return back, he will be with thee, the fountain of life. So God actually ordained that man will also, man will dwell with the fountain of life. So I understand, I now appreciate what Jesus Christ said in the book of John, John 7, and the last day of the feast, he stood and cried, if any man thirst, actually, every man is supposed to test. But certain things have given man a false satisfaction that is not allowing man to test. The way God made man, he should test. I don't know what's wrong with me. God put it there. It's a blessing. There must be time in your life when something is wrong with me. And it will keep on being wrong with you until he cried and stood and cried, he that believeth on me. People used to think he's Holy Ghost here. It's not Holy Ghost. Out of his belly, they said, shall flow rivers of living water. So out of his belly, it will shall flow. So it will be a source, as it were. Remember that the Lord himself is the source. For with this, the fountain of life. That's the gift that God is. God is the fountain of life. So man will be tested until they can flow from him. Say amen. River of living waters. The Bible says that it was talking about the spirit that he will give. Can you see? For this speak he of the spirit that they that believe on him should receive. Can you see that place? For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now, giving of the Holy Ghost was the beginning of the giving of that spirit. And that's why Peter accurately interpreted it. For out, can you see? I'll pour my spirit. I'll pour out of my spirit. Which is not what is in the prophets. That says, I'll pour out my spirit. So when he fulfilled that, if God, when God fully poured his spirit, or man fully received all of the spirit, actually from him, from his belly shall flow. So it's not Holy Ghost that makes you fall. No. We're going to see later on. It's amen. Hallelujah. Now we have received the Holy Ghost and we just felt that is there. So we go everywhere. We just see flow of the Holy Ghost. Flow of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost flow. That is the beginning of the Spirit. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. And that's what Jesus Christ demonstrated in John chapter 4 with the woman of Samaria, right? The woman at the well of Sychar. It means that well is a deep well. It's the well of the fathers. It's an ancient well. That you will know, you need to know somebody. If thou knowest the gift of God, and it has said to you, oh my God, if thou knowest the gift of God, and it has said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he will have given thee the living water. That thing, that water is from the depth. So it means that God will dig himself in the man. He will dig, God will dig himself. He will dig himself in your soul. Ah, ha, ha. I say, So it's not just, is the Holy Ghost flowing, but the Holy Ghost is flowing from you. you as a spirit. And you have become a spirit. Like God is spirit. A spirit. You have become a spirit because God is a spirit. Not that you have the Holy Ghost. No, there's the Holy Ghost of God. And there's the Holy Ghost he gave to you. You can't take the Holy Ghost of God. You will pass out. You will pass out. You can't carry the Holy Ghost of God. He gave you baby Holy Ghost. Amen. What did I say? He gave you baby Holy Ghost. And you can see what the baby Holy Ghost does. So they need to change us, alter us, to become a spirit, to be able to carry that level of flow of the Holy Ghost. That flow, that what is welling up, is the spirit. It's the spirit. But it's welling up, it can only well up from a spirit. It can't well from the flesh. It can well from, because the spirit of the throne, well from the within the spirit, and you can't have access to until thou knowest the gift of God. And it has said to thee. Oh, that's another gift for that. Say amen. Now, why we are, so you needed all this strata to get there. Can you see the strata? Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heaven. Thy faithfulness reaches to the cloud. Are you there with me? Thy righteousness is like a majestic mountain, and thy judgment a great deep. So he's describing, what's he describing? He's describing regions of the soul and how the soul will be filled up. Because he's describing, it's describing God. That thing you are seeing there is describing God's throne. Amen. I went in the house together, please. It's describing the way to God. It's describing the way to eternal life. Say amen. So when you look at it very well, it's time from righteousness, right? It is righteousness is a soul. What is soul to the heart is righteousness. So righteousness has to spring up. As it's going to the cloud, it must get the depth. So it must take the root of judgment. If it's going to move to the cloud, it can't move to the cloud without root. Can you see that? Any tree that will go very high, what happened to it? It must go very down. So you can't reach the cloud if it does not have depth of judgment. But what is sown is righteousness. Righteousness is sown as light to the upright. Are you still here today? What did I say, please? A son has lighted the upright. What's righteousness? Christ. So if it's going to mount up to mountain, full Christ is mountain, right? That's Mount Zion. Then must have depth of judgment. Then from there, it cannot move to the heavens. That's faithfulness. It's just telling you how God ordained that man should be planted. How man should be planted. How man can be planted and not become a wicked man or become an evil man. If a man is not planted like that one, he can become an evil man. An evil man is not a man who caused somebody's head. It's a man who cannot regard or respond to God. A wicked one has sin is that there's no God. Can you see that? So you can get to a point. I went to the house, please. And when your heart is not, because our destiny is to get God. So when you get to a point where your heart is no more going for God, what do you say? There's no God. Doesn't mean that you're not in church, but you're. Because the destiny of your soul is to return back. So when your soul gets to a place of rest, it's a forced rest. A lying rest. A lying rest. Did that soul become a wicked soul? What I say? He said there's no God. It's no more regarding more of God. It's not looking for God anymore. And you know any soul can become that. Actually, what the devil wants to ensure is to make every soul belong that. So you have a beginning in God. You don't have your end in God. Say amen. You know, some people, when they see you at this age, panting for God, they go, what is what? Kilo, one kilo, share, kilo, 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 wala. The wicked one has already, otishon. You know what I'm saying? Serpentishon already. You know what I'm saying? And he'll be talking as if he's very is. He doesn't know he is already, himself is lost. So you discover that at the end of the day, it's a very high dream of God for man. I don't know how people like David gamble into all this prophetic writing. I'm telling you. I fear prophetic spirit. I'm sure David does not know the meaning of what he's saying. I'm sure. For with thee the fountain, that to know God as the fountain of life. It's strange. There are many things God is to many people. There are many things that many people want God to be to them, but not the fountain of life. Man is saying, I already have my life. God, make it good. Make the best of this my life. Aye, cut him away. Olua, shame me on my logo. Aye, kind. Aye, kind. Nago, boy. Aye, kind. Olua, jen rogo lo. It makes sense, right? It's asking God to make the life which he has now. Which is the life they are saying, so, to go back to where you? Can you see that? It's asking God to make the best of that life. And that's a very high Christianity. A Christian who is saying, who is trusting God to make the best of this my life. It's the best of Christianity. Voila. Koshogun. Kololi alawo. Kobegu. So it's the inner desire under desire of every person. That's why when it comes to the things pertaining to eternal life, God can't trust any man. He cannot. When I saw the Abula, show me Abula. He can't commit himself to any man. Because he knew what is in man by reason of man's life. The life that man has naturally, which is now a fallen life, God can't trust any man with it, with his own life. They will say, okay, I hear this. I'm a bad shit. No. That's what God has been doing for man. Say amen. God does not show himself to man as the fountain of life. He has been helping men to better their life. And sometimes when you sleep and you stop wanting the spirit, they want to say, why are you here? Because it's not for man. It's for a kind of man, not this present man. When you stumble, they say, what are you doing here? Because they don't, how you take worker? Because man, it's not, they don't find man. This spirit in there. Though it was ordained for man from the beginning. But where man is now, is not man's desire. Say amen. For he knew all men, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. That's how the Father knows man. So he can't commit his life to man. Say amen. Amen. Are you in the house? He can't. Yet he went for man. And I thank God that God actually finally achieved that. Each time when you see this kind of things and you also see how men have stumbled around this matter, sometimes when you read some novels or you watch some films, and everything you have taught for the film, they have passed. But one of the characters that you have said, this man, you just saw him die. Yeah. What will you do? You just zoom to the end of the book. You get at the end. Okay, you go. Amen. Hallelujah. You can just go to the end and say, "Let me end there." Okay. No matter what happened, this one, I know that even if he falls down, something will happen. It will be at the end of it. So when you look at the end of the scriptures, in Revelation, is it 22 Revelation? Say amen. That the dream of God finally came to pass. From 21, 22, and he showed me a pure, can you see that? A pure river of water of life. That is a fountain. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, come on, proceeding out of the throne of God. Are you there? Under the lamp. For ages that river never flow. Because there's no place to flow to. Amen. There was no city to flow to. There's no place to flow to. There's no place to flow to. So it has been with God. For with thee. God is just standing there. He can't find a place. No person can draw it. In the midst of the street of the city. So it was able to flow from the throne of God to the city. In the midst of the city of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. This is Eden restored. And Eden is on the earth. Eden is man. It's man. So God finally got man. Huh? Which bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded a fruit every month. And the leaves, this is my interest, the leaves of the tree, this tree is now amen, they are sold. The leaves of that tree was used. So God is not ordained to come down and heal nations. It is trees that God raised on the earth that whose leaf is to heal for the healing of the nation. So it's clear that this is the heaven of God that showed forth on the earth, that brought the health that God ordained for nations. Say amen. I like that. When I hear the word for the healing of the nations, I said, oh, Father. So Christianity or Christ is not from, it's not for any nation. It's a nation for all nations. That's to let you know that Christianity is not uttered by man. If it's uttered by man, it will represent a nation of the earth. But because it's uttered by God, so it can reach the nations and cleanse and heal the nation. So there's something about the Yoruba nation. There's something about Yoruba nation that God wants to be there, but has been infested, that need cure. Say amen. So, Christian is in Western people. Christian is in America. And that's why as we go on, God will heal us of the nations that has infested us. For many of us, West has infested us. Anything from the West is fine. If it's not from the West, it's not fine. It's part of the sickness, diseases that the soul contacted. They always feel inferior in his nation. If I put on tie now, I look like I'm corporate. But if I put on eleke here, Pastor, wash your clothes, shall I buy? It's part of the sickness of the nations. That reaction is from your sickness of your nation. If I put tie, I put clip. Pastor, look sharp. And everything about your hormone that, like sharp, and it's part of the sicknesses you got from the nations. That it's not easy to be healed. It's not easy to be healed. Okay, what I'm just saying there is this one. The dream of God was fulfilled, okay? And it's going to be fulfilled, right? With man, God will find tools of men that actually will carry the fountain, that will carry the flow of God's life. Amen. I mean, carry the full flow of the life of God. Amen. So the essence of eternal life, that's what is called eternal life. It's men that carry the full nature of God. So when I read that place, I can go back. And let's now begin to see. I know it's in prophecy. But prophecy is more powerful than what we're even studying now. What brought us to where we are is prophecy. And the force of the future is prophecy. So if the future, what we are now was the future, right? And we are there now in prophecy. So the same force of prophecy will take us to the end of the of end, which is another future. Right? It's like every end is a future. I don't know what I'm saying now. Say, I behold how I make all things new. Now, a future, he said, I behold, I make all things new. So when things all things are new, how will life be then? So it's beginning of another life. That's why I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Can you see? So an end, every end is the beginning. That's why God has no end. The ending. I'm Alpha and Omega. He said unto me, it is done. This is done. Huh? He said, this is done. It's not done. And it's done in God to be done in us, okay? This is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And that place, and the ending, beginning and the ending, the end and the end. So, and every end is another beginning. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, they said the Lord. Which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Have I lost anybody? So I was saying that every man, though it's the God's expectation for man, every man cannot walk in the path of life. But God ordained it that man will do that. Are you with me, please? So it's on the path of finding the way of life. Can you see verse 12? It said, there are the workers of iniquity falling. When you hear the word iniquity, it's not unbelievers. Or else it will not say, I will say unto them, get away from me, ye workers of iniquity. Ye workers of, say, we cast out demons in your name. Can you see that? So they are believers. And be now. If they're not believers, they won't say, we cast out devils in your name. Not in the name of Obatala, in your name. Many will say, not few, many will say, in that day, Lord, Lord. So they knew Jesus as both Christ and Lord. Are you with me in the house? Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? So we believe in thy name to a point of prophesying in thy name. And in thy name I've cast out devils. And in thy name done wonderful works. So they're not just baby anything. They have done many wonderful works. Then I will profess unto them, I never knew thee. Ah. This matter is a serious one. How can you do all those things? I'm not, you know, it must be people who are followers of the Bible. Huh? Read Bible, study Bible. Huh? And pray for things to happen in the name of Jesus. Because it's another ball game to know. You know, we're there. Wasn't that someone Wednesday? We're there. To know. To know. It's not simple. And that's one of the areas we're staying now. That's why we're at the corridor, at that corridor. Because assume knowing is not easy. You have to know how to know. So I read that verse to you last week, 1 John 2:3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep. So it means that it's a ball game. The area of God's commandments is another ball game of pursuit in believing the Lord. So you can believe the Lord and not be on the path of commandments. Amen. I will say, I know thee not. Ye workers, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity. So workers of iniquity is not somebody out there who is just misbehaving. No. It's a state of man. I would say it's a state of man in the spirit. It's a state of man in the spirit where he needs to be healed from all his iniquity. Psalm 103, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefit. Oh, forgive thee. So, it means if your iniquities are not forgiven, then you are a worker of iniquity. So, this is a matter in the spirit that we have to come down to interpretation in God's own sight. There are interpretations we give that look wisdom to a human being, which is not in the sight of God. When we move towards God this way, then God has to begin to gradually initiate us into light so we can see. Say amen. So in God's light of seeing, a man whose all sins and all, who forgiveth thee of all thy. So if some is forgiven, you are still a worker of iniquity. Huh? Yet to a degree, you still walk iniquity. Because what is in man? Huh? Why God can't trust man? It's iniquity. Huh? But he knew what was in man. Man is a calibration of law of iniquity. What's iniquity? Law to yourself. When you do what is good in your sight, you are iniquity man. Yes. If you do it as you seem it good. If you depend on yourself. That's iniquity. Iniquity is lawlessness or law without God. So it's not a state of no law. But it's a state of being able to function without God's law. Without God in this world. Without God, alien. And without God in this world. So it means that man can be a believer. Say amen. Amen. Speaking in tongues. Zealous for the Lord. Zealous for the Lord. Active in church. And yet still be using the laws within him. So sometimes he will obey the Holy Ghost. Sometimes he will do what he feels like. And in that day, there was no God, there was no king in Israel. And every man does what seemeth good. And there's a word that seemeth right to a man. That seemeth right. So it's not a person who's always going everywhere and do bad. No. Seemeth right. There is a way that seemeth right. The most share in the air. And I think that is the best of human. Right? Men who do what seemeth right. That's the best of human. And he called them still workers of iniquity. Now, where is he talking from? God must be at a realm, a height, and talking to things the way they really are. It's not in the midst of men talking to men. No. It's at the height talking to men. It's using a light. Amen. It's using a light. The light at which at the end of the day is the light that will judge every man. Because I saw before the throne, I saw both the dead, both great and small. And I saw, what did he say again? A great white throne. That's throne of judgment. That's throne of where light beams from. And then I sat on it from whose face? So this throne is the eternal throne. Because before whose face, the present earth and heaven passed away, folded up, fled. So it means that face never shone. If the face open today, the earth will fold up. Hebrews said, and their years, he said, they as vesture shall thou fold them up. As vesture. Thou, they shall perish, but thou remainest, and they shall wax out as not a garment. These are everlasting materials that span millions of years. Yet, when they see them with an eye from a realm, they shall perish. But thou remainest, and they shall wax old as not a garment. And as a vesture shall thou fold them up. What has been used in millions of years by angels, you shall fold them up. And they shall be chained. All chained. Put away. But thou art the same. Oh my God. Thou art the same. And thy years shall not fail. It's comparing a world and a world. This is what it's talking about now. It's not just small. It's a world of angels. What everlasting world. That is a glorious world. But at the face of the eyes. So you know that a face has been folded in. Because the one who will fold them up is in heaven. So he's covering his face. He's hiding his face. If he opens his face, the person will pass out. And everything will be lost. And there was found no place for them. Means there was no more need for them. The same thing that occupied existence for all the years, suddenly there was found no place in the new. There's no place to put them. And I saw the dead and small and great stand before God. So that throne is the throne of God, before God. And books were opened. And that book was opened. These are book of life books. What is called books there is a live book, but actually it's a dead book. It's a dead book. But it's a kind of life. So small, great and small are kinds of life that men lived as substitute. When they ought to have moved to God's life, they didn't move. Wicked men, workers of iniquity. You can see why in the end of time, God has to make manifest the preaching of this life so that no soul will be excusable. Another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works or according to their life. That work which work it is their life. Is the debt they have accumulated. That is what they live by. All the lawlessness, all the capacity to ignore God. Say amen. So, the way God ordained life in the gospel is such that you can move from face to face to face. You can move from the faces until you finally end up with God. Every soul is meant to end. So God has moved it into faces. You see how you can move from faces to faces. Because the way we are, we can't get to God. Why? Because of the things in us. Even if God wants to take you, we can't be taken. The things in us has numbered us for an habitation. You didn't hear what I said? I said the things in us has numbered us. Because in that place, hell and death give up their dead. Can you see that? The sea gave up its dead. It's dead. The dead, which were in it, and the dead, and death and hell deliver up the dead, which were in them. And they will judge every man according to their life. Can you see that? And the next verse, 14, death and hell were cast. So, death and hell, it has been in them before, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. So it is death to death. So God will not put to death, second death, what is not dead. It must have been small death or great death before the last death. So, why would God not allow that to happen now? He has to create a space between them and bring to man the way of life. So a man can move, can see the face of life, which is in the Son Christ, and see how man is ordained, that it should be expunged from him all the accumulation of iniquity and destruction and diseases that has been built in him over time. Now, I just give that as background. So the gospel is God's mercy to man. What I say? To bring life and immortality, to bring it to light, to make it possible that man can actually arrive finally at using the light of God. The light of God. Man has been crippled from using light. Whenever he uses light, he uses the light of the evil ones. He can't use the... When you see that Psalm 36, for with thee, are you in that place? Is the fountain of life. What's the next thing? In thy light shall we see. So it's a project of a future. In thy light shall we see light. Are you saying amen? Amen. In thy light, we will finally use your light. That's the light that Bob said. The light, then he said, the light shining in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Say, men love darkness rather than light because they are did that evil. These are the works that did his workers. Say, you will not come unto me. You won't come to me. Why will you not come to me? Because you are of your father, the devil. This is the condemnation, that light has come to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because they are deep. So they attract towards men who can gender or further their light. Why? God's light is foreign to them. They can't see. But I say that in thy light shall we see light. And truly in thy light we will see light. So it means that the people are going to aim towards the fountain of life. And those one will be empowered to use the light of life. I like what it says, what it said in John chapter 8. It said to them, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. That should be 8. But they shall have the light of life. I like the word shall. So he's saying, he that keeps on, that word follows me means, he that keeps on following me. I'm going somewhere. Amen. If a man can keep on following me, he shall not walk in darkness. But he shall have. Come on, say have. He will not borrow. He shall have the light of life. So, listen. So the gospel is designed without wisdom that can make us, it's not, if you see what has happened to a man's soul, I'm telling you, God should not look at men anymore. A great damage has been done. So they have to weave the gospel in a wisdom that can take man from step to step and cross barriers. Barriers that look like veils, or that look like limitation. Like no man crosses. There are places in the spirit that no man crosses. Do you know what will make men to that God came? Enoch walked with God. And it was not for God took him. So Enoch moved to heaven without changing nature. Enoch moved to heaven without changing nature. So it means that, when you say you are in heaven, you are in the everlasting world. The present heaven and the earth that God made, not the fallen earth, were all everlasting materials. So you can't be in heaven and not be an everlasting man. So in a way, you can say that Enoch moved to the everlasting world. He walked with God. But it didn't walk the way into the holiest of God. You see? They went to the holiest of God, or they went to the everlasting life word of God. There's a way, there's everlasting life without the everlasting life of God. Let me say that again. Are you here? You can move to the everlasting world without passing through everlasting life of God. So if Enoch walked with God, he walked with an everlasting testament that he could handle be the fallen soul, and it was not for God took him. Say amen. God took him. God took Elijah. He took him to heaven. He didn't go to any bosom. He went to heaven. But that is their end. So you can say that they moved to the world of angelic world. Because all angels also are all everlasting creatures. Did you know that? But they are not in the everlasting world of the Father. What the gospel brought to us, listen. Gospel brought to us the way to the Father, not the way to heaven. So, God is not the Father of Enoch. He's the God of Enoch, not his father. God is not the father of Elijah, but he's the God of Elijah. Huh? Are you here today, please? God of Elijah, send down fire. God of Elijah, send down fire. God of Elijah, send down fire. God of Elijah. God of Elijah. God of Elijah. God of Elijah. The people said to Jesus, Jesus, they didn't hear us. Send down fire. Like Elijah, send down fire so that we know that God is in this mystery. Come say that. God actually sent down fire. God said to them, Jesus said to them, you don't know the manner of spirit. You don't know the kind of spirit. This is not the spirit of Elijah. It's the spirit of the Father. It's the spirit of the Father. And those who have that spirit, what happened to them? They cry, Abba, Father. They don't cry for fire. What they cry? Abba, Father. You know the kind of spirit? The kind of spirit determines where you are going. That's why, blessed be the God and the Father. blessed be the God. And it's not lingua. They are telling you the realm of the everlasting, the Father's world. That's why, no man, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father. It's no man coming to heaven. You can get to heaven without Jesus. People have been going to heaven. Jesus said unto him, I am what? The way. Come and say the way. What again? The truth. What again? And the life. No man. Come and say no man. Cometh unto the Father, but by me. No man cometh. Cometh journey. No man take flight. No man migrate to the Father. No man ascend to the Father. This Jesus is the only way to the Father. Is the only way to the Father. Because of that, is the only way to eternal life.
It tell.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus. 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 Man has not known Jesus. The world has not known. Different church has not known Jesus. We don't know what Jesus represents. We need to know. You see, there's this desire to know Jesus. In this season, the Lord is going to awaken a desire to know Jesus. Yeah. Everyone will create in us the desire to. I know we know Bible. We know Bible. We know Bible. So Jesus is a person that when you begin to know him, you want to know more of him. The more you know him, you don't know him. That's the beginning of sign of knowing him. When you start knowing Jesus, you just know you don't know him. You don't know him. If we don't know him, then the world doesn't know him at all. So Jesus is the wisdom of crossing the corridor of limitation. It's God's mercy. Nobody can cross the corridor. That's why God allowed another way for those people. There are men who followed God. There are men who went, when you say a man walk with God, huh? Is a man who walk with God. But the way has not been open. How men should enter the holiest of God, have to enter into God's word, has not been open. So God has not shown himself as Father. So, okay, so that's why. So that is why Jesus said, "No man has seen God at any time." Now somebody was saying of reason of say Bible is conflicting because of blindness. Say, how can Bible say nobody has seen God and Moses saw God? And people saw God. How person said, "I say, yeah." They say when you see God with a promise. And when the promise has been altered, they say, we used to see God. Then Moses saw God. Why did he not see him as a father? So he didn't really, no man had ever seen God at any time. At any time. No man has ever seen God the way God really is. In God's abiding place. Except God comes down to men. No man has ever seen God the way God is. Now God is a secret. And he dwells in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So none of them, because it was not yet time. So they went to heaven and then went to God. The only one who have seen God went to God. He went to God. A man went to God. Why? He saw God. So he went to God. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, the issue there is this. That's just, see, the moment we're in the house here is to see the, God is making us to see the corridor. To know Jesus as a corridor of movement that can make us, that can take us from place to place. So that we can assess the places in God. So the Christ word is the first test of who can go. What is it? The Christ word is the first test of who can go. That is why the blessing of seeing God is tied to holiness. And holiness, without which no man, you can say without Christ, because Christ is the holiness. Yeah? Say amen. So without Christ, no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. Is that right? Follow peace with all men and holiness. Without which no man shall see. So what you cannot see, you cannot have. Must of all, see the land before you can have the land. You must see the land, believe the land, then you can now have the land. Are you in the house, please? So, I felt somebody has been in the house for some days. I felt eternal life is in the house. I felt eternal life just came again into our midst. And I don't know what activity, but I know that a being is in the house at this time. Why do I know? I've seen it many times. So I know when it's around. I believe it's around the house. I don't know if it came for measurement. I don't know. But I perceive the Lord. I say the Lord. Where is the Lord? But it's eternal life. There's a way the Lord appears eternal life. Say amen. So they must teach us how to cross or how to beat or how to fight. So actually, our journey or crossing is a warfare. It's a warfare against the enemy's work in us. It's a warfare against ourselves. It's a warfare against our structure. But the structure has made us man. Huh? And it wants us to remain as man. It doesn't want us to move to God. It's called its limitation. Can you see what it writes in the book of Romans chapter 8? There's therefore now no condemnation. So it means that there were condemnation in man. So when it says there's therefore now, so it means that there was. So what is called is limitations. So man itself is a limitation to himself. Limitation to changing nature is in man. So a man can easily set to somewhere on the way. You know, you're just traveling to Lagos and you go to Ore. And you go on window shopping. Let me just go and buy bread. From bread you saw biscuit. From biscuit you saw amala. That one, jajamala, you know? From amala, amala, you know what I'm saying? Oh, jamala, umala, umala, umala. What is happening? You have built a tent across already there, enjoying yourself. Along the line, forget that you were on a journey. And that's what, yes, opago. So souls like to pago. And there are a lot of things, amen. A lot of things that make soul to pago. Even spiritual experience can make a soul to pago. On that mountain, what happened? It's a spiritual experience on that mountain. it's a spiritual experience that was exclusive. Imagine three of them out of 12. What a privilege. Our metanoia, our 12. And the Lord has said before that time, There are some of you who see the Son of Man in his glory. So, some of you, he didn't mention them. And it had to be you. Oh my God. Son of Man. Not from the devil. From height of experience of Jesus. And as they got in there, behold, they saw three beings. Two of them communing with Jesus about the same matter they've been fighting Jesus on. They weren't asking for glory and spirit, they were asking for ministry before that time. They want ministry to be on the next level. And Jesus said, was going to the cross. What kind of things? About them, I'm going to show that. Now the issue of ministry has stopped now. It's glory experience. They had a voice that came from the excellent majesty. This is my beloved. They had voice. Say, hey man. Hallelujah. They saw cloud. I mean, the bright cloud overshadowed them. Just on saw the bright cloud. I perceived you could be an afternoon. When the sun was blistering, a shadow. I mean, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son. In whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. And the three guys, they're off. When they woke up, they saw them discussing, and they begin to beg Jesus, can we make the air dust finish? The God that brought cloud, can he make a tabernacle himself? Let's make three tabernacles here. Jesus, there's no point. Let's leave those nine boys. Let's leave those nine boys. We'll go and be calling them one by one when they are serious. We'll go and check them and see if they are serious. We'll call them one by one. But we'll go and tell them how things are happening here. And that ministry, right? Not a ministry. Ministry of the Mount of Transfiguration. Telling guys, last night, what happened here? Last night. Soul of man. I was telling somebody in the house of Jesus. I said, why over the years the Lord killed that thing called ministry? Kill it. That's why if you are with me and you love ministry, you will be tired. We can stay for ministry. You'll be tired. But ministry can be a distraction. Amen. Oh, the Lord stay and open my eyes and dead with it. So we don't move as like everyone is moving. We don't move, man. We don't stay it up. We don't stay Holy Ghost up. I am okay resting like that one. Until he wants to move by himself. He called me to inherit life, baby. This is how you inherit ministry. Then life is coming. Come and inherit. So I go everywhere delivering life to men. You know what I'm saying? When occasion to serve the Lord, the ministry comes, we do it. Because you can love ministry. When we're on the field there and everything's making noise. Bah, bah, bah. When I come to church, just be like, church is boring. Let's go back there. Now lie. That's where they want. That's this in the cool time of when nothing's making noise. That's when they want to set you. Amen. So, Where is the teaching? I didn't begin it. You want to ask? I want to ask those who are in behind it. Go and ask Pastor Alfred and the rest of them. They are going to say, Daddy, this thing you are sharing with us, let's have a day you share to everybody. And let's, Daddy, there are more people to hear this thing. Let's, you are sure? Okay, let's go. I'm okay sharing with 10 people. If there are the 10 that God gave to me, I'll be sharing it. Say, hey, man. Sometimes I talk more when I talk to people personally than when I'm preaching. Once I say crowd, there's the way the anointing. My anointing is not crowd responsive. It's much more. But I know many have been blessed in any way, right? So it's good that others hear it. I'm always saying that it was not something that came out of let's look at what to do. How do we reach out to Anyway, we're going to reach out. We're reaching out already. And other assignments as they come, clearly come, as interventions, we'll do them. I only say that it can blow your eyes. It can blow your eyes. So you can see how Jesus was raised enough to die to those things. It's because of the future is seen. He used them and just tear them down. You think you will repeat them again. You still repeat them again. At least we have a kind of teaching people outside like twice. He was telling them, don't you remember how many were fed with 7,000? How many were fed with 5,000? Two instances. It's not what he does every day. But you must know that there's something for you. It is called eternal life. That's something for you. So Christ came as God's wisdom to cross limitations, okay? It's the wisdom of God to cross. Without it, nobody will cross. So there's therefore now limitation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Can you see that? So you can be in Christ and still have limitation. I learned that there are newer versions of the Bible that only quoted, there's therefore now no condemnation to them in Christ. Just who stopped there? I've not read them. Have you read them? Is it NIV? NIV, Abby? Unfortunate. You can be in Christ and still have limitation. Those whom Christ was talking to us as work of iniquity are in Christ. They said to him, Lord, Lord. And they said that you are lying. So that second part is essential. Who walk not after the flesh? The what? After the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free. Freedom is to have access for movement, free from entanglement and limitation, which are actually laws within. That's what they call lawlessness or iniquity. The laws are still within while you are serving. And you didn't attempt to how the laws will be taken away. Say, hey, amen. Hallelujah. So, though they are there, but a soul must battle through. A soul must battle means that you have to fight. You have to use what Christ is to fight yourself. You have to fight yourself. You have to fight your eye. Who doesn't want his own eye? Say, hey, amen. Because you are an eye, Where Christ is also another eye. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Not yet I that live. But Christ has lived in me. So one eye has to give way for the other eye, right? So there must be a measure of understanding you have enough to let your eye submit to another eye. You're not under high to take rule. Your eye will not go until another eye take rule. And you must know when another eye take rule. What I say, you must know when another eye. There's a time when the two eyes are rivaling. One eye will talk, another eye will talk. And sometimes you will do what this eye say. And then you will do what this eye say. So I agree that sin dwelleth in my members, right? But you keep on learning righteousness and learning righteousness until you know that one eye is dead and you align with another eye. That day you align to say, from today, the eye called Christ take rule. Then the process of being crucified begins. A day must come that you will know that, two laws are here, man. It's your journey in Christ, though. Before you came into Christ's law, you didn't know it is I. I is what it is my that do whatever. That's when you do what seems right to you. And you will look holy. When you learn of Christ, a time will come. You will see the two eye. You know that I have a law within my spirit and that law in my member. And these laws are evident. It's evident. I just know the two of them. And it's a growth. And in another level of growth, you have cooperated with the eye, Christ, and it's taking more dictate. Only once in a while, the lower eye dominates and you put it back where it belongs. Very soon, it now dominates. It rules. And the other one is being silenced. It's been silenced. Until lay low as dead. So you reckon ye yourself dead. exercise in the Bible. Exercise in the journey. So but follow high by. Like I'm behind your eye in your fear. What you know, man, is no one. So it's used to it. And it teaches you at the next victim. But knowledge of righteousness tells you, informs you more and more. Say amen. So likewise, reckon ye also yourself be dead indeed. indeed. So they are all defining our journey, okay? All those scriptures defining our journey. It's not the same place. Indeed to say. But alive unto God. Alive unto God. Being able to respond to God. That's alive unto God. I'm able to respond to God. Yes, I'm able to respond to God. Being alive to God. Let not sin therefore. Henceforth, from that moment, let not sin therefore reign in your mind. What about this? As you obey it in the laws thereof. Praise God. These things we will know it. Just, we won't know it just by Bible. We will know it by experience. And you will see, we'll be defined the place. You know, I crossed that place. Ah, yes. Yeah, I was there. I crossed. Yes, I can remember 2 years ago I was there. But I've crossed it. Amen. 1 Timothy. Let me just read 1 Timothy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, there are two people you have in church. When you come into Christ, you start discovering a lot of benefits. A lot of benefits that your coming to Christ profess to you or gives to you. One of the benefits is what we read before. Casting out demons. Speaking in tongues. Prophesying. They are all wonderful benefits, right? You just discover that by the gospel, I can be rich. I can be rich. Wow. By the gospel, I can succeed in life. Wow. Say amen. And that's a discovery. Because that is what has been pursued all of us before. It's like what you are looking for is not inside your Sokoto. What you are going to Sokoto for, you know Sokoto? It's not inside your Sokoto. Wow. Just know that I can't be poor. And it's not, you're not confessing it. You just know. I believe you're already there, right? You should get in there. You should get in there. I just know it's not possible. But the thing is this one. All of those hopes are before the hope of eternal life. And they can be your priority. That when they finally show the hope of eternal life to you, they expect you to make as an addendum and put the hope of eternal life as now the primary hope. Which means that against all hope, you believe in hope. So, nobody only can see the kingdom of God first. And as all. If you have not won some battle, some kings must have been conquering you. So the reason for Christ's message is to conquer kings and to make you a king of righteousness. Conquer other kings that is rising up, just like Abraham fought against kings. He war against flesh, right? Say amen. And was qualified to be called a king. That's why he had to be introduced to a priest of the Most High God. Melchizedek, who is the king of righteousness, are you with me, please? And the priest of the Most High God. So, Paul was writing to a man like that, called Timothy. Amen. Timothy was a man who has already fought kings. And who now is going for the hope of eternal life. Actually, he has answered the call. I was telling you at that time that there are many callings in the Bible. Right? They're calling out of the dead. It's calling out of darkness. When are you called out of the dead? When are you called out of the dead? New birth. You're called out of the dead. So did they call him? When you start receiving light, Christ's light, and you answer Christ's light, what happened? You are called out of darkness. Before Timothy, see this place. Are you still with me? Verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. It means that Timothy has fulfilled the profession of faith that can satisfy him, that can answer to eternal life. What Christ asked the rich man to go and do is to go and answer faith call. When you answer to a faith call, being rich is no more your primary goal. Hello? Faith call makes you know that you can't be poor. But when you finish faith call, though you know you can't be poor, but being rich is no more your primary goal. So there are two things. You may not have answered faith call to know you are blessed and you can't be poor. You can't still answer to the call of putting the kingdom as first. Yes. That's why they have to bless you to break you. If they have not blessed, they can't break you. If they break without blessing you, you will die. So they bless you, break you, give you. That's why he takes the bread. He took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, gave it. So they have to bless it, break it, give it. It's essential. You have to pass through all the corridor and get a point. Just know that some things are impossible. Now, in the next phase of training, they will not train you how to not to make give your will to it, or how not to trust in uncertain. They will make it to you now on certain riches. Before then, Baba the Shejera. But at that season, you will see how uncertain that thing is. And they will not train you how not to trust in it. So that was the corridor of the church here that Timothy was pastoring. So Paul had to write to Timothy and give him command charges. Can you see that? So, are you there with me? But thou, O man of God, verse 10 says, for the love of money, is the root of all evil. Which why some converted or some gave their will after. Or we some make priority. Or we some made first. When you make it first, you won't be able to obey commandments. And so what happened? They have erred from the faith. One jabo. One jabo called no igbagbo Christi. Not just igbagbo. Igbagbo Christ. That they err from the faith. Not from faith. From the faith. And pierce themselves. Wow. Let me fold everything. Verse 11. Let's quickly run after. But that woman of God, flee these things. You can't tell anybody, everybody to flee that thing. Not everybody can flee. Flee these things. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Are you there with me, please? Then, fight the good fight of faith. What's talking about? Press on following this. So how to fight a good fight of faith? So keep on pressing on this pathway. Against contradictions, that we want to make you pay your utmost attention. Utmost attention. Fight the good of faith. Lay hold. The meaning of lay hold. See clearly the hope. If you don't fight with these things, you won't see the hope of eternal life. It means this one. Your eye, you will hear it in church, but you won't see it with your spirit, your soul. But all this we're talking about is the journey of the soul. It's the soul that is journeying. Huh? You have the language, but you don't have the movement. Your soul will not be there. So make sure you keep on using this tool until eternal life will open to you and you are able to answer the call. Whereunto thou art also called and you have professed a good profession above many witnesses. Are you there with me? See verse 13, I give the charge in the sight of God, which quickeneth all things. This charge I'm giving where? It's in the sight of God. So it's a high charge. Paul moved to God's side to give that charge. So if you stand in the word of man, you can't give it. It'll be easy. It'll be as if you don't know what people are going through. You don't know what they need. You need to move up from the way of man. Move up. Who quickeneth so? The word of quickening is a quickening word. All things and before Christ Jesus, who before Pilate witnessed a good confession. See verse 14. Say amen with me. That thou keep this commandment. So it's a, can you see? So it's a, this commandment. So can you see that all the journey across faith world, are back up with commandments. That you keep this commandment without spot. So it means that it's a corridor that will keep you. They have to keep in the word of commandment. Eh? Say amen. Or you can keep it without spot. Or you can love your brethren. Or you can love the gospel life. Or you can stay with faith life. And you are not moved. Nothing they move you. They will beat all your stability until you are stable. Until nothing makes you unstable. Until nothing troubles your soul. Until anxiety has left, have carried their baggage and have left your territory. Until everything that makes the soul unstable. So, what they do? They put it as a corridor of commandments. So what stabilizes the soul? Our commandments. Where a soul gets to, and they want to purify him finally, and make sure that when he makes progress, the progress is secured. They will stay him in commandments. So we see that from the beginning of faith world, like I was saying at the time, there are commandments of faith. There are commandments of patience. All those corridors follow after. All of them have their commandments. When they are training you righteousness, they give you commandment of righteousness. So what forms commandment of charity is a sum total of commandments that have been kept over time. They won't give you any of the life progress without commandments. So Jesus Christ is the house of commandment. What I say? They know how to weed out impatience in you. After they give you the commandment, and they will not back with the instruction of righteousness and around that corner. Stay there. You can't change for now. Stay there. And you are staying on that spot. On the time when you are no more agitated. That's keeping commandment without spot. Unrebukable. There are spirits, listen to me. There are spirits watching our conversation. Actually, all limitations are watched by spirits. But they won't work it in us. They are properties. And they are watching that you don't undo them. Say amen. The key of God, why in their face, what they put together fall as a pack of cards, is that in their own face, their work is being undone. When you get to a point where you are a keeper. But when you keep commandment, it's a zone to make you know. So you can't really know. I said no. Knowing that put their seed in you. Say amen. But when you know, you carry a seed. I was saying that last time that every time you know, a seed is dropping you for conception. So the time they know that you can carry a seed, you know that when a woman wants to carry a baby, they will give her treatment that stops her gra-gra. How gra-gra? Make you lose the baby. Huh? But some of them, a month baby, you are on okada. Bigger, bigger, bigger. When it's checking, you don't feel that a seed is inside of you. But you just get to just like, body me, wow, okay, man. In a short time, you are seeing blood. What happened? You have gone through agitation that makes your womb unable to carry the seed. So what commandment does is they put us through a program that can allow the seed of life to thrive. So what God has in mind to do, you can carry it to fruition. You can carry it through complete circle of life. Are you with me tonight, please? So what heaven is saying to us at this time is that, listen to me, from Christ's world to entrance to kingdom, from Christ's world, are you with me, please? You should understand what I'm saying now. From Christ's world or from charity world, through fervent charity to entrance to the kingdom, it's a space of time. That's why after you have done the will of God, you need patience. It means that they don't grant you entrance to a next phase if they have not proved your patience. Patience is when they perfect the work. And in patience, what they do is that they make you go to commandments. You stay on commandments. Keep on doing them. You know, souls want to do a thing for a moment and move. Huh? But they'll stay you there. And they'll call it a while. Say a while. I can't hear you. Come and say a while. A why is the language of the spirit. Yet a little while, you see me no more. Though you have seen me now, but yet a little while, you see me no more. And I will come back to you. You will see me again. You're wondering, it's the same Jesus. Kilo, bye. So can you why in there? So they were thinking that this is why he's talking about. Is it going to go to the first? What is it? Is it going to travel out to among the Greeks world? And some of these disciples among them said, "What is this that he said?" And there was a little while. Say a little while. So we're going to be moving to this zone. A little while, a little while. And you shall not see me. And again, a little while. And you shall see me. And because I go to the Father. You shall see me because I go to the Father. And he said, therefore, what is this that he said? A little while. We cannot tell what he said. But you will tell it. You will tell it. Yeah. We cannot tell what he said. Kilon so, little while. And Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him. I said unto him, do you inquire among yourself of what I say a little while? And you shall see me again. No, he told them, when you see me now, you will see me in the kingdom. You remember that? That I will not much eat of this fruit of vine with you. Until we drink it again in my Father's kingdom. We'll drink it again. Come on, say again. So that again is a movement from one world to another world. That cross, that is where souls are finished. Every time I saw the manjabon here, wow. You know how many of them were there when it was when he ascended? 500. More than 500. How many of them were on the upper room? A lojabon. 380. Papa, how many 380? Why? Because souls don't have strength to go for invisible. The way the soul, where he has fallen to, it doesn't have strength to move to an invisible world. It likes to be where he's. I was saying last time that Christ is in Jesus, right? Why was on earth? Christ was in Jesus on earth. But the people like the Jesus that is Christ. The one who was going away, he was going to go away so that I can see more of Christ in him. And that was already a problem. They want to stay within the sphere of the visible. And I said, it is better I go. When I go away, a little while, you won't see me. But a little while, you will see me. So, the journey to eternal life is in the midst of why. A little why. A little why. A little why. And you must learn what it meant. And what we should be doing in the little why. Or else we'll go a fishing. We'll go back to the business we are sure of. It's not easy for us to wait for hope of eternal life. It's not easy for us. All I'm saying is, they taught me about it. It's not easy for us to wait for eternal life. But in the world, just like the 10 virgins, five of them were with oil, even five of them with oil, don't have five of them no oil. But all of them slept. All of them slept. Though the voice of the bridegroom, behold, he comes, that woke them up. The only hope was that five of them already had extra oil. And they trimmed their lamp to go with oil. So it means in the while, a lot of drama happened to soul. But our soul will escape it. Because they are showing us secret. Why a soul can hope to the end. So I now know that eternal life can be inherited. I'm not saying that in terms of we inherit it, we're seeing exactly the corridor. The way they have slowed us down the past four months or so is because of that commitment to that corridor. Of seeing the detail, the intricacies required for movement in the spirit from one face to the other face. To move in the kingdom from the world of sighting kingdom to entrance of the kingdom is a lot of job for sorrows. But Jesus has made provision for it. When we assess the provision, our heart will find grace in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you blessed tonight? Let's appreciate the Lord and thank the Lord for tonight. Give thanks to Him tonight. They want to move us. They want to move us now. They want to move us now. They have taken time with us. They want to move us now. Ark of salvation. Mateliadora. Meandoleatos. Liste limbro hashke meniandosi. Aposte. Aposte. Meliandobai. Aposte. Ena. Osiasuna. Azua enina. Poste. Nemo ateria. Bane. Aleabalate. Eliamananoto. Oruta. Sula. Te. Esilabana. Abrale. Eliamananato. Peritanasi da Bali. In Jesus' name we pray. I also need a prayer tonight that God will help us by knowledge to know how to stay and keep commandments unrebukable and without spot. The Lord will be able to help us to learn that courage of how to keep commandments on without spot and unrebukable. Yeah, that place, instead of being hastening, that our hastening will be in the keeping to see that we have to do it well. Do it well. That everyone can say, you do well, you do well, you do well. You do well. That they can commend us, that everyone can commend us, that you are really, 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 you have fulfilled the demand. Leda balianto, breshke meniando, ambrota, belina naso, de treste meniando, pali antali da bar rabalahashka, rabalashka, 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 embrada balata balipo, arrosta pali basaptane, da balate enamano, no roshke menianda bale, rasta papalida, beatala bashka, beatala bashka. That we'll be able to follow instructions of righteousness. We know how to obtain instruction and keep them, and keep them, and keep them, and keep them, and keep them. Estalha, peronate, peronana, erunasisia, dabarata lehashke, lubarata hashka, brakali baota inasia paliwa rabala hashka. Thank you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.